The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
A.J.'s favorite troll is back, and we've got a lot of other cool stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday.
Woo!
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the freaking known universe with me, Fred Fowler,
Woo!
The Falcon. A.J. Hoffman doing his best Ric Flair impression. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713.
That's right, Jong.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun show. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, run naked through the studio with a question written on your chest.
Never do that.
Send a raven. Put odds on it. Technically, we know it's percentages for those of you who are new, but that's okay. That sounds terrible. So what are the odds? This is going to be a fun show today.
I think it'll be a fun show. I'm going to go 77%.
I'm just in the most amazing mood ever. Just ready to rock and roll.
So what are the odds then? For you, is 77 low?
I'm going to go 78.3.
Okay.
Because
bump it a little.
Yeah, there's
bump
always
it.
A chance of somebody.
I do like that
it.
Woo from Jong. That makes that me was. Feel like it's going to be a strong show.
Yeah.
But then we all know how Jong works. Like, he's excited when the show starts, but in an hour he's going to stop listening altogether. And
yeah.
I'm going to like try to tell. I'm going to say something to him, and it's just going to be. It's. I'm going to say, "Hey, Jong," and then I'm going to ask him a question, and then you're going to hear this. I'm going to say, "Jong." You go, it's a long story what yeah. I was doing. It's a long story.
I was doing some stuff for,
I was getting ready for the show.
I was talking to so-and-so.
Getting ready for the show. The show's been on for an hour. Yeah, it's for tomorrow's show. Sure, okay. Meanwhile, who knows what he's doing in there? Listening to audiobooks or something, probably. He's time for this nonsense.
Yeah. He's got plenty of beer in there, so.
He used to, like, Jong used to really love this show, I feel.
Well, now we're kind of an afterthought. He's also told us that at some point he's going to leave us.
It's like
to go work for the family.
It's like any relationship, you know. Early on, you're excited every day to go see that person, and then eventually you're with them longer and longer, and it's the newness starts to wear off.
And then when it first starts, they text you. You just can't wait to get it. You're so excited, and you send one back.
And then about the 6 or 7 year mark, which is where we're at now. You just start to hate each other. So that's where Jong is with us, which is nice.
It's funny because this show has lasted about as long as this current marriage. So I was always wondering which one would last longer.
Yeah, we started at almost the same time.
So I kind of think, I was always going to say the show was going to last longer. But now?
I'm starting to think maybe not.
Yeah. Especially because,
get along pretty well. You and your wife get along better than you and I do.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising because it's not like I've changed. I'm still a dickweed.
Yeah.
I'm hard to live
That's
with.
Weird.
I drink and I gamble and I have fun with my friends. That tends to chase people off, but she's like, cool. So 713-780-ESPN. Did you, Jong actually has to answer this one because I'm sure he did. I'm not so sure you did, but did you watch that 30 for 30 on Five Slam Pajama?
No.
I didn't either.
Didn't they make something on that just like a little while ago?
I have no idea. Well, I'll ask Jerome about it.
It's so hot in here today, by the way.
It's
good Lord. What are they doing?
I think the Indians just made it 3-0.
Yep. 3-0 Native Americans.
That one's over. But I did not watch it, and I kind of made some people mad because they kept asking me what I thought about it. And
did the people feel like you had a responsibility to watch it?
Well, yeah. It's like, well, you lived through it, so I kind of want to know what your thoughts on it are. And I have the dumbest, most arrogant reason for not watching it, but it's my reason, and I explained it, by the way, shameless plug for Houston Sports and stuff today, which is the best website in the history of the known universe.
Okay.
But Did I explain
better
that
than Deadspin?
I think so. Yes, I think better than Deadspin and
better than Pornhub.
Well, come on, man, let's not be ridiculous.
Well, then just let's watch what you're throwing out there.
We're in different genres, okay?
Okay,
but yeah, better than Gawker because we haven't been sued yet.
Not yet.
But well, Hefe makes a point. I'm going to defend John. Don't forget he has to do the job and the intern's job too. Hey, we've got interns now. We got Trey out there. Our buddy Keith.
Well, also, I mean, there was a time when it seemed like Jong had to produce damn near every show on the station. He doesn't have to do that anymore. Like, we're your only show, right?
Yes.
So what's all this extra work you're doing?
There's some other stuff that I got to do.
Right. That's what I'm asking
administrative
you. What
stuff.
Is it?
Administrative stuff.
Like making a schedule for people?
It's a long story.
Of course it is.
Oh, this is what happens when you make it to management. Nobody wants to sit down. We need those people from Office Space who sit Jong down and say, Jong, we need you to justify your job. Tell us exactly what your average day looks like. And he's like, I spend my first 5 hours doing administrative work.
There's a lot of meetings and stuff involved.
Right.
It's okay. A long story.
I saw you had a meeting today, and you came out of the meeting looking like you were all roughed up.
No. It was a good, productive meeting.
What was the meeting about?
It was just me and David.
Just you and the big boss?
Yeah. We have those every now and then.
Oh, really?
Was it in his office? In his office.
Ooh.
I have those about maybe twice a year with him. It's a general meeting.
Did he want to get a feel for what's going on?
Yeah, it was a general meeting.
Did he ask about us?
It came up.
And what happened? What did he say?
No, I told you guys you were doing a good job.
You told him we were doing a good job?
Yeah.
Okay. And he seemed okay with that? He bought it?
I know he knows that you guys are doing a good job.
Okay. He doesn't know that. You think he ever listens to the show?
Yeah, he listens.
He does, yeah, because...
He does listen because he got mad at me one time for making fun of...
some stuff.
The other station, making fun of the Mighty Gwin. But I don't do that anymore. So we have a badass lineup here and on 1560.
SB Nation Radio. SB Nation 1560.
Which they're getting a little love today. Nate and Crate, I think on ESPN and on the Chronicle, they got a little credit for getting a 100-year Chase John to talk about Tom Herman's extension.
Yeah, which we played on our show, so they got a lot of love.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Good for them.
It's no, they're very well aware of what we do, AJ. I have a few conversations with the boss.
I don't ever do that. I'm not you know when I talk to the boss? When I get called to the boss's office. That's when I talk to the boss.
Well, 99% of the time, we're talking about audiobooks and some of the other stuff that we have going. So that's... and
I keep... you're a guy, you've got a bunch of irons in the fire. I don't do that. This is my focus. These 3 hours, that's pretty much all I care about. And so I put a lot into that. And I think David Gao kind of realizes that you and I are very different in that way. You have a lot of stuff going on. You like to have multiple, you're a juggler. You've got multiple balls in the air. And I'm a guy who, I just carry one big ball.
Cause I don't give a shit.
It's not that. I care, but I just care about this only.
Right.
I don't care about any other stuff. So in Jong, he's management. So he has to go in and talk management with him. How long was your meeting, Jong?
It was supposed to last 45 minutes, but it was an hour.
Oh.
Yeah, he knew I had
to get... What took it into overtime? What was the topic?
We got into general stuff about, stuff that happened with the network and, people's contracts and whatnot.
About the Zabe?
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of stuff that wasn't reported that went behind the scenes that factored into a lot of things. And
are you not going to tell them? Oh, you're not going to tell us that now?
I can tell you off air if you want.
It's not for
public. But it's behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, it's behind the scenes kind of things.
I thought you were going to pull the curtain back.
No.
Did he ask about the other shows on the station?
Yeah.
Did he ask your opinion on them?
Yeah.
Did you lie to him or did you tell him the truth?
No, I told him the truth. I'm very proud of John.
All the shows?
Yeah, for the most part, I think.
For the most part?
No.
Well, there's only four of us, so.
Yeah.
If you 75% of us, that's the most part.
What's your least favorite show on our station? What's your least favorite show in our lineup? Pretend I'm David Gao. Jong, sit down. What's your least favorite show in our lineup?
I don't have a least favorite. They're all different. It's like having children.
Yeah, but Jong.
Everybody has a favorite child.
Jong, I need you to tell me because I'm looking to cut the budget around here, and I need to know which show if you had to get rid of one show, Sophie's Choice, which show would you get rid of?
Something on at night?
No, I'm talking about from 6A to 7P, Jung.
Well, I personally don't have to answer this question until we have to come to this decision.
Well, this is the hypothetical. I'm Mr. Gal.
You know how I would answer it?
I'm telling you, the moment is now.
I would say I'd get rid of Fred and AJ because I know they could get a job right away. That's what I would say.
Oh, then I would get fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there is
that. You can't do that. You can't say that. This is his show.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Will you tell me that answer off the air?
I would have to think about it.
Okay.
All right.
I want you to spend the rest of this segment thinking about it. And then during the break, I want an answer from you. I need to know how. In fact, I would actually like a full breakdown, a ranking of the shows and what order you like them to dislike. Number one to dislike. How many shows do we have? Four, five?
Four.
And then we've got two night shows.
Okay.
If you want to throw those
in. No,
we don't
need those.
And then we have Mike and Mike.
Yeah, I don't think they count.
They don't count.
Because you can't really get rid of them. Well,
no,
I guess we could.
Just
put somebody else in there.
Yeah, but who's going to? I mean, Mike and Mike does pretty well.
Yeah,
this place.
Mike and Mike does real well. Although, all this talk of splitting them up, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Out of curiosity.
So I think maybe at some point, stuff gets stale. You know, those dudes have been working together for a really long time. I feel like they're probably, you know, they're rich beyond what they ever could have imagined being from this. And I think everybody gets to a point where they want to do something new. Like, if we did this show for 10 more years, wouldn't you kind of be like, God, wouldn't it be great to do a show with someone other than AJ?
At that point, no, because it's like being married to your wife for 30 years. It's like, you know what? I might want to go bang somebody else, but at this point, do I really want to start over?
I guess,
dude, in 10 years, I'm going to be 61 years old. I'm going to be retired.
Well, that's the other thing. Those guys aren't young.
Yeah.
I mean, and they've made enough money that they could both live comfortably for the rest of their lives and never work again. You know, I mean, Golic could be one of those guys who shows up on SportsCenter every now and again. And I mean, it's.
But I think, but as far as their lineup goes, that would be a death knell because they've lost so much and they haven't replaced
it with
anything.
I would think so too. Yeah.
And with losing Colin and losing Van Pelt, I think if you lost one of those guys, you'll be.
You don't think they could get someone else to replace a Mike?
Well, look at the job that they've done replacing the other guys. Do you trust them?
Like, what if they said Mike Tirico is going to replace Mike Greenberg?
They got to get him back from NBC.
Oh, yeah.
See, Tirico I would love, but he's not there anymore.
Who's another guy named Mike who could do that job? I don't know.
See, they could hire me and Freddie Coleman and do the Fred and Fred show.
No, that's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
That won't have the same ring. Fred and Fred doesn't roll off the tongue. What if
Barry
they had
Laminack, don't forget about Houston game day, a-holes.
Oh, no one listens to that stupid show. But yes, that would be the first to go. What about Mike Tyson and Mike Golic doing a show together?
That might work.
Or Mike Greenberg and Mike Tyson doing a show together.
That would be funny.
What about Mike Golic and Mike Pence doing a show together? What about Mike Myers? And he did an Austin Powers the entire time?
I would listen to that.
Okay.
But they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't. Remember when they.
What about Mike Fiers?
Doesn't he still have a few years left, theoretically?
What about Mike Krzyzewski?
God, that would be boring. You imagine how boring that would be?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind of trying to come up with famous Mikes. What about Mike Leach?
That would be entertaining.
That would be pretty good.
A lot of people saying, what about Golic Jr.?
No, remember they gave him a show? Like, that was a thing?
Well, he still has a show.
Oh, dude, does he?
Yeah, it's really, really early in the morning.
Oh, I heard it one time, and it was so bad. That guy's still on the air?
Yeah, that's actually one of the rumors, that they might pair up Golic and Golic.
That would be brutal. I don't think Golic Jr. is... I didn't think he was that bad. I've seen him on TV. I don't like him on the radio, but I've seen him on TV, and he usually has some pretty good takes.
Do you think they get along, Golic and Greenberg?
I don't think. Yeah,
I think they do. I think it's a KD Westbrook relationship.
Do you think they like hang out? Well, they're outside of the outside of work.
I don't know, because I know their personalities are so different that I don't think they hang out.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that they don't get along.
No, yeah, it's the KD Westbrook relationship.
I mean, Fred and I get along fine, but we don't hang out socially.
Unless we're in Vegas, that's the only time. But
mostly just because I don't hang out with anyone.
but I mean, we all have similar interests. I think that's one thing. I mean, we all like gambling and poker and making penis jokes and things like that. So it's kind of easy.
Yeah,
that's why I. You know, I hope Jong doesn't get the bright idea to break up the blitz, because I really don't want to have to work with somebody else that I have to retrain to like all the things I like. So somebody says, I admitted on the show that they don't but like each other.
That they don't like each other or hang out.
Hang out.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
What about Mike the Tiger? Yeah, that would, except he's dead.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of tough.
That was actually a really good idea even a month ago.
Yeah, because Gullick would throw it to Mike the Tiger now and it'd be...
It'd be very...
Jong in the middle of the show.
It'd be an awkward silence. Yeah. All right, guys. As most of you know, I just finished up a fight camp. And afterwards, I wanted to celebrate. Luckily, I planned ahead. And I had my latest batch of aged whiskey waiting for me from my good friends down in Deep South Barrels. Once again, that bootlegging potion didn't disappoint. I just spent a few bucks at the liquor store, a few dollars for the bootlegging essence. And after the fight, we celebrated. And it's time you try out Deep South Barrels for yourself. It's really an amazing process. The 2-liter barrels take only 28 days to turn bad booze into great booze. And they're located right there in Pearland, local company. It's a great gift-giving idea because you can customize these barrels. And they're big supporters of the show as well, because What Are the Odds Wednesday is brought to you by Deep South Barrels. These are good people. DeepSouthBarrels.com. Use my promo code Hoffman. You're going to get 10% off your entire order. How good is that? Deep South Barrels, DeepSouthBarrels.com, promo code Hoffman. Age your spirits to perfection with Deep South Barrels.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
My life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday? Getting a lot of good suggestions. Mike Gundy. He's a man. He's got to be almost 50 now.
Come after
now.
Me!
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. We'll get to your phone calls. Just to finish the thought, though, the reason I'm not going to watch that thing is...
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I cut you off.
That's all right, man. That was more fun. Yeah, I was a senior in high school. I was planning to go to UH. I knew all those guys. Alvin Franklin was from Lamarck. I knew him very well. His brother was a damn good player, too. I knew all the players because I came down there a lot. I went to every single game. I lived that entire season, and that was the last time I was really an invested fan in something where I really cared, because after that I wound up getting into journalism, and you know, you got to be objective, right?
Right.
And so
no, you don't have to be, but
no, but I did, and that's where the fan part kind of went away. I want the teams to do well, but I don't have an emotional investment the way that I did in that group. And so when I write about something or I talk about something from a perspective of a fan who has a devastating loss, that's kind of the memory I conjure up, right?
Yeah.
So that I can identify with them. And it's one of the things I get into. Just a different weird thing I did today is just a little bit on how to communicate and write better that I put on the website. And part of that is to write with emotion, you have to call up certain emotions. Like if you're writing about a death, you think about someone close to you who died, and that's how the emotion comes out. Well, that's my go-to for sports, and I really don't want to see somebody else's take on it that wasn't there. That's that memory for me, and that's probably selfish and dorky and arrogant and whatever, but I have no interest in seeing it again. I have no interest in living it again. I don't have to see that highlight ever again because it's embedded in my memory, every last bit of it. So for people who didn't live through it, I'm sure it was great. But for me, got no interest.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right, let's try some phone calls.
Would you have watched, if they would have won, would you have watched that?
It's hard to say because...
Because then you would have a totally different emotion.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of easy memories for victories. That's easy. That whole thrill of victory, agony of defeat thing. I got plenty of thrill of victories. Hell, we were winning state championships when I was 8 and 9 years old, man. I mean, I got plenty of that.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like major championships for the city of Houston.
Well, like
I mean, behind those two Rockets championships, that would be it.
Yeah, well, but even the Rockets championships, they didn't do it for me because by then that was my job.
You were too old, yeah.
It was my job to cover them. I was a kid. We always talk about your favorite athletes or the ones you see as a kid.
Yeah.
I was an 18-year-old kid. So that, you know, that's why that one had an impact on me.
I think maybe that's why I liked the Rockets championship team so much because I was a kid. I mean, that was when I was 14, 15 years old. So that had like an emotional meaning for me. Now, if the Rockets won a championship, it'd be cool. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, just like any of them, it'd be cool, and I'd be happy, and I'd be happy for the fans of Houston who deserve it.
Right.
But the reality is, am I going to celebrate the way that I would?
No way.
No, and actually not. To answer your question, I probably wouldn't want to go back and relive it. I don't want to read things about the Rockets championship parades and stuff like that because I want to keep those are mine. I want to keep those. I don't want to see somebody else's take on it. Is that that's
No, that's fair.
That seems arrogant, though, doesn't it?
Yes, but that's good.
Okay. All right, let's try some phone calls. Chase, you get to lead it off today on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Chase?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
So I was watching ESPN the other night, and I noticed the two guys from His and Hers were co-hosting that.
Yeah.
My question there, what are the odds that those two clowns get replaced by the end of the year?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know on those TV shows. I don't know who gets ratings and who doesn't get ratings. Yeah. That show's not for me. That's the one with Jemele Hill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big Jemele Hill fan.
See, I like Jemele. I just don't think this is the right medium for her.
What is?
She was a really good columnist.
No.
And I liked her. I liked her doing that, but more power to her. I think there's times when I watch her and I go, yeah, she's got some great points. And then I watch her a few times. I'm like, really? You're just trying to be Skip Bayless. And I'm not a fan of that. So.
Right.
But, The other guy, I don't even know who that is, so I don't really pay attention.
I thought it was...
It's Mike somebody.
Yeah, what is that guy's
John,
name?
You should know that. This is your job.
Michael Smith?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. 713-780-3776. Darren, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, you guys doing sports?
Hey, sports to you.
Yeah, guy. Speaking of what the last guy just said, I normally watch their show, the Michael Smith, Jemele Hill, so apparently the Monday after the Super Bowl, they're going to be now taking over the 6 o'clock Sports Center. So they announced that on TV. So
the 6 p.m.
gig after the
huh?
Yeah, the 6 p.m. Sports Center.
So they're going to
start that right after the Super Bowl. So, but real quick, I have a quick what are the odds? I know the Cleveland Browns are an atrocious team right now, but what are the odds that the Cleveland Browns have less wins than the NBA champions before November 1st.
Hmm. I mean, I don't know that Cleveland's going to win a game. I mean, they may win one, two.
They got a chance this week, I think. But they're not going to be favored any game the rest of the year.
No, nor should they be.
Yeah.
They do give good effort, though.
They do.
I think the 49ers are even worse than them. Like if they,
play. Yeah, I think they play well enough that sooner or later somebody's going to make some mistakes late in the game and lose to them.
Yeah.
Because they don't get blown out except for when Tom Brady came back. Tanner says it.
And I don't even watch SportsCenter anymore. I mean.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't understand why. I think they'd actually be good on SportsCenter if you take away the first take kind of stuff. I think those
but
two
would
be pretty good.
But I think that's what they're trying to do with SportsCenter now. That's what they want SportsCenter to be.
But see, I think a guy like Van Pelt can do that, but I don't think everybody can.
When I do watch SportsCenter, it's usually late at night, and it's usually Van Pelt, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, although even then, there's nothing on those shows highlight-wise.
That I can't get on my phone.
Well, yeah, that I haven't seen on Twitter.
Like that. Yeah.
And plus, I have to wait for the ones I want to see, which it used to be I would leave, like, especially when I was single, I'd leave the TV on SportsCenter all night because I'd wake up two or three times and then I'd see what's on and I'd go back to sleep. Man, I don't watch it. I it doesn't give me anything that I haven't already gotten.
Yeah.
So.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World. And replacing your aluminum or wooden windows with energy-efficient windows makes sense. Can save you money. It's going to save you money over the long haul. In fact, it'll pay for itself eventually. But where can you go for an American-made premium-quality window installed by a reliable company that earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? I'll tell you where. Window World. That's where you get the best for less. A premium-quality, double-pane, double-hung window for only $189. $189, any size installed? Crazy. Choose from a huge selection of styles and options, and the average home takes only one day for installation. Comes with a lifetime warranty that's transferable if you sell your house. It includes glass breakage. I don't know how many things I can tell you to convince you that this is a great deal, but it is. Window World's ready to give you a free estimate in your home. No pressure, no gimmicks. They'll just come in, they'll sit down, they'll tell you what it'll take to get your house done. And like I said, if you accept the job, they'll get it done in less than a day. Call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. Doors and siding are also available at 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com for Window World. My walls are closing in. Not a sense of confidence. I'm convinced that it's just too much pressure to take. I felt this way before. So insecure.
ESPN 97.5. This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is Jaden. I love listening to the show while I deliver for Postmates. What are the odds I deliver 10 pumpkin spice lattes today? I'm going to go 43%, but I bet on Friday when it cools off, it's like 80%. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pumpkin spice time of year. I loaded up on my pumpkinator, so I'm ready to go. Let's grab a phone call. Jay, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yeah. Sports. What are the odds that A&M covers the spread this week?
We talked about this a lot yesterday. Has it crept up anymore? I haven't noticed. There's no way I'd play that game on either side. I just think the way the spread is, they're begging you to bet A&M. But as good as I think A&M is, and I think they're the second best team in the conference, Alabama's just so much better. If there's any team that I think can give them a game, it's A&M because of the way they play. But I wouldn't touch that game with a 10-foot pole.
I'll say that, I mean, the value is obviously with A&M. Because let's just do hypothetical. Let's say the national championship game gets played tomorrow, and it's Alabama and Ohio State. What do you think the line is? 6?
It's so hard to tell because if Ohio State has an impressive win over Michigan.
Based on what we've seen today,
I think it's double digits. I think it's 10. Easy.
Doesn't it seem like the value is betting against Alabama then?
It is. But I also think, and we always say this, one of your weapons is pass on a game. I could also see Alabama housing them. I could see A&M upsetting them. I could see them housing them.
It's kind of settled back in the number at 18 on both the sites that I use. One of them gives you minus 110, one minus 115.
Yeah,
but, well, I mean, that's about, I don't know. Like, if I were wanting to bet Alabama, I would want it below 17.
Yeah.
But I'm not really that interested in betting Alabama that I'm going to fight for it. And if I were betting A&M, I'd probably want outside of 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I had said 24.5 yesterday. I'd take 21.5. If it got to that, I would bet them. But it's not going to get to that.
But that, okay, just
and to, even then, I just wouldn't feel good about it.
For comparison's sake, and now one of these teams is playing on the road and one's playing at home, so it's not apples to apples. But Alabama at home, 18-point favorite over A&M. Ohio State at Penn State, 19.5-point favorite. And, I mean, the quality of opponent, but I mean, comparing A&M to Penn State, A&M is a much better team than Penn State. So, I mean, when I see those numbers, I'm like, it's just odd. And so if we're looking at Ohio State, who's the second best team, I mean.
Yeah, I think Vegas recognizes that Alabama is just that much better than everybody else.
Maybe so.
And I think that's what we're seeing. But if I were going to play it, yeah, I would take A&M because if I'm on the fence, I'm always taking the dog.
Yeah, A&M's the only side you can take at this number. But I also feel like if you take A&M at that number, you're probably going to feel dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something I'm interested in doing. There was a gun in my mouth and someone said you have to pick a side, I would take those 18 points. But I'd just expect to get my head blown off at the end of it.
I just want to sit and watch the game and see if Trevor Knight can have the game of his life and make it close. That's what I want to see. I have no interest in betting it. 832. What are the odds, Fred, your wife is with you just for your money? She
makes more money than Fred.
Yeah, she does better than me, and her family's loaded, so it's got nothing to do with that. I have no idea why. It's got the Bears at 7.5 tomorrow. I've seen that up to 9.5. I'd feel much better at 9.5 than 7.5. But either way, I think, again, not a game for me. But if it's you're in one of those pools where you have to pick somebody, I'm pretty much always going to take the dog in that.
Yeah, I've got 9 here. Yeah. I'm not looking for that either.
I would get this every year. What are the odds Alabama could beat the Cleveland Browns? 0%. That is one of those really awful, dumb things that people start throwing out there.
They
There's
do.
No way they.
I will
the
say
Browns.
This more, and they did that. They did that on ESPN yesterday.
Yeah, of course,
I don't know
they
where
did.
I was, but I
of
saw.
Course
it,
they did.
I saw it like on the screen and like the big headline on the bottom. Could Alabama beat the Browns? And I'm with you. I don't think they could. But if there was ever a year, this Alabama team is so good. And
yeah, but this
the
is about
quality.
This is about the fourth time you've said that, though,
right,
when this has come up. Oh, this Alabama team is so good.
Right,
yeah,
but
they are.
Here's the rest of the point. When's the last time that the quality of the NFL was so bad? Because I think this is like the bad teams in the NFL, maybe worse than I've seen in 10, 12 years.
Yeah, but the gap is still so much. It's just,
I agree.
It's not even a... To me, and I hate when ESPN does that because anybody starts thinking that's a real subject. It's not. And I'm sure RJ will give us odds when he comes on because I'm sure he's been asked 5 times and I'm sure the spread is going to be 24 points or something like that. How much stock do you put in Sagarin rankings? I use a lot of that in my college play. I've just started working it in on the NFL because somebody told me they were finally putting him on USA Today. I've never really used them for the NFL, but I use them as part of a computer program. And I think they're pretty useful. So he says Paul Feinbaum said Bama would beat Cleveland. What do I care what Paul Feinbaum says?
Paul Feinbaum thinks Alabama would beat the Patriots.
The guy's got SEC tattoos all over his junk.
You got to realize that everybody on that Cleveland Browns team was probably a top 10 player on their college football team.
Yeah.
Almost everybody on that Browns team.
Yeah.
And
that's what people never get.
Yeah. And even if you let And Alabama's going to have a bunch of number one picks. If you let them age for 5 years and did it, you're still not going to beat them.
No.
Let's try. Plus, if Nick Saban's coaching an NFL game, he's got no shot. Is it Ken? Let's try Ken. What's up, Ken?
Let's try.
Yep. Turn your radio down, Ken, and then talk to us.
Or not.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to him.
Let's try Jason. Yeah, guys, it's real simple. Have your radio down when you call, because when we go to you, if it takes more than 5 seconds, we can't get you on. Jason.
Yeah, this is Jason.
All right. What's going on, man?
Go, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, sports.
You're on, man. Go.
All right, I'm on. All right. Just want to chime in on the Alabama A&M game. ESPN put out an interesting stat on missed tackles. After the A&M-Tennessee game, and A&M had 31 missed tackles just in the Tennessee game, and Alabama accumulated 24 for the season up until that game. So I really think that A&M is really going to have their hands full with the running backs, Kiffin's spread offense, And this quarterback out of Channel View, Jalen Hurts, boy, he's really added a new dimension to the Alabama team. So I say at least 24 points on this game.
That wouldn't shock me. You think back to what it took for Texas A&M to beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
Alabama's not going to turn the ball over 7 times. I promise
right.
you that.
And that's the thing. A&M has to play a completely clean game. They can't fumble a ball inside the 5 on a touchdown that's going to put the game away. That said, I could see it happening, but even if they do, like I thought Mississippi played a damn near perfect game against them and still lost. So, and the missed tackles, that's been a Kevin Sumlin staple for years. They've got some talent on that defense, but I just think Alabama's light years ahead of every other team, and that includes A&M. And that's no knock on A&M, which I think is really good. Better than people thought they were going to be, which I would like to say one person here called that before the season. But I don't think they're not Alabama. And especially in that stadium, man, I just think it's going to take a perfect game. And the more I look at it, I think they play 10 times. I think A&M beats them once, and then 2 games are close, and 7 games they get blown out. So if that's the case, then I would probably say that I got to take Alabama. There's no point in me betting that game because that spread is it's pointless to do it. It's just one of those things that you're only betting it if you want to bet on A&M because you're an A&M fan or Alabama because you're an Alabama fan.
You shouldn't be betting based on who you're a fan of anyway.
No. Unless you're betting against your team because you think they suck. That's always a good one. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Harry's and absolutely love Harry's razors. The coolest thing is I don't have to go anywhere to buy them. And I can't tell you how many times I'd sit around going, oh, man, I'm almost out of razors. I need to go buy some. And I hate that. I hate going anywhere to buy anything. Well, I don't have to with Harry's, man. They come right to my door, and they've got new and improved blades that are so much better, and they haven't raised the price. They're still just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you're going to pay if you have to go buy some somewhere. 5-blade razors with a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide. And I'm telling you, you can get the hard-to-reach places. And I had these razors before, and they were great, and now they're so much better.
Yeah, I don't shave my face all that often. I shave my head all the time, and that'll kill a blade. Once you shave your head with it, you can't shave your face. So it's nice to have a more affordable option and not lose any quality on the blades. And Harry's is so confident with these blades. They're going to see that popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial when you subscribe. Just pay $3 for shipping. And plus, I have a special offer for our listeners. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout, and you'll get a post-shave balm for free with your order. That's at harrys.com, promo code BLITZ. You can get that free trial set with a razor, a 5-blade cartridge, shaving gel, and a post-shave balm for only $3. It's at harrys.com, HARRYS.com.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports! Sports!
All right. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Somebody asking, how are you guys liking BYU and Boise? I mentioned this yesterday, put it on the website today. I like BYU +7 quite a bit. I'm going to keep an eye on that and see if that line moves at all. If it gets outside of 7, it's going to be a much bigger play than if it stays at 7. But BYU's been money against the spread. Every game is close. That's definitely one of the ones I'm looking at. The other games I mentioned, I'm considering the Temple South Florida under. I need to do a little more research on that one, but I'm looking at that game. And as of today, I'm also looking at Old Dominion +13.5 against Western Kentucky. I want to see if that gets to 14. So those are the ones. I do have one CFL play for those of you who actually do that, and you better pounce on it today. Saskatchewan -6.5 against Montreal before it gets to 7. I hit it pretty hard at 6.5. It's one of those
enough to move the line.
Well, maybe
I don't know. Hard.
I haven't checked back, but it's one of those classic examples of
baller life.
Vegas just kind of looking at it and saying, oh, here's a 5-10 team versus a 4-11 team. Well, it's a 4-11 team that's won one out of its last seven, has been blown out pretty much every game. And it's a 5-10 team that started off with one win, has now won four in a row and dousing people. And that was the only one I got right last Saturday, and that was as easy a win as you're going to get. So if you get a chance, get it at -6.5. That would be my humble suggestion. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, man, lots of good stuff to get to. The Furby is asking, what are the odds the NFL actually does something to address how boring the game is now? I had a thought today listening to Roger Goodell ramble on and on about stuff and every answer being just dumb. I don't know if you saw any of those.
I didn't see it.
Well, let me pull this up and kind of tell you some of the brilliant things that Roger Goodell said today. First, he was asked about the ratings, and of course, he just deflected that. I don't think there's a single reason for it. We look at all those factors. Everyone has theories. But we also know that two primetime games that saw our most dramatic decrease went straight up against two very significant debates. That's true.
That's true.
Another one of our primetime games was on Thursday night on NFL Network as opposed to a network broadcast, which will always get a lower rating. Yeah, but they accounted for that, what it was on NFL Network. There are a lot of factors to be considered. We don't make excuses. We try to look at what's causing it and make changes. We don't think we've lost viewers. When you look at the ratings, you have to look a little deeper than that. It's viewers, but it's also how long they're engaged for. A lot of times people will leave a game for whatever reason. Wouldn't they do that every year?
Yeah.
Whether he thinks the anthem protest has anything to do with it, says we don't think that's a factor, and neither do our network partners.
Well, the networks, what they do now is they exploit that stuff because they're actually...
Oh, yeah.
You used to never see the national anthem on television.
No, now they're
always showing it just in case someone takes a knee.
Yeah, and...
And then, what was the game? I guess it was the Colts-Texans game.
Yeah, Dwayne Allen.
Like, he went down to a knee and said a prayer after the anthem.
Which he's been doing apparently forever.
Right, and they were like, oh, he's the only one on a knee. And then turns out he wasn't on a knee, and they had to go back and say, oh, well, we thought he was on a knee, but we made a mistake. So... They're trying to play on that, which kind of pisses me off even more than the actual taking a knee thing.
Yeah, I agree. And it's become a – it was for the first couple of weeks, every website I'd go to, it's like, these people did it, these people did it. It's like, enough already.
Who cares?
On the collective bargaining agreement, the players' perspective, we think it's working incredibly well. And from the owner's standpoint, it's working incredibly well. And from the fan's standpoint, we think it's working incredibly well. Listen, you robot, you're an idiot. Nobody thinks it's working well. Everybody's complaining about it. And here's the one that got me. On gambling. Mm. There clearly has been a society shift as far as how people view gambling. We are still very much opposed to legalized gambling on sports. We think that has an impact on the integrity of our game. No, your bad officiating has an impact. Your bad play has an impact. I'm going to throw one more reason out there for these low ratings. Everybody speculated, but the reason the ratings have gone down... Here's a little theory. The death of daily fantasy.
Could have something to do with it.
I think it has a lot to do with it because a lot of people switched over to that from year round.
Yeah.
And suddenly you take it away from them. Well, guess what? Got other stuff to do.
Yep.
So I think that's contributed as well.
Yeah, and whatever Roger Goodell says about gambling, if he doesn't think that that affects people's interest in the game... He's out of his mind. I know everybody, we're the gambling guys, and we talk about it more than most people. The reality is most people out there are betting something on these games.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why our show took off in the beginning. This is we recognize that people were going to play, so instead of hiding behind it and talking about betting Dr. Peppers and stuff, we just embraced it. And the NFL should do the same thing. And the reality is, if it's legalized... then you're going to catch people doing stuff a lot more. All these scandals, Vegas found them.
Yeah.
And if you're really worried about it, then there's a lot of ways to keep that from happening. And here's the thing. It's just like anything else, that if people are going to fix games, for one thing, they're probably not going to fix the NFL. It's too...
We've already seen. They fixed tennis matches.
Yeah.
Like scrub tennis matches that aren't...
And scrub basketball games that you can hide easily. That's right. What they do. And if they're going to do it, They're going to do it anyway. Making it legal would that to me, the first sports league that embraces that and gets it legal where you can go in the arena and bet.
Ugh.
See, if I'm hockey, that's why I'm glad they're going into Vegas. You want to make hockey popular? Make it to where you can go in there, go in the arena, like go to a Stars game. And obviously, you got to get all that. You know, that have to be federal, which will never happen. But you go to a Stars game and say, all right, I'm going to put $25 on the Sabres tonight. Sit down and watch the game. You think that wouldn't get people interested in hockey?
I'm sure it would.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Dirt Free. And listen, if you, you're having people over for the holidays, I'm sure you want your house looking right. And a lot of you are planning on going to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Wouldn't it be nice to have free tickets? Well, now you can kill two birds with one stone, friends. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, and get three rooms of carpet clean for just $150, and they'll throw in free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Fest. Other carpet companies, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not the case with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned right now for $150, and you'll get tickets to the Renaissance Fest while supplies last. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.